So I'll attempt a definition of MVC. MVC is the intention to try and connect with one's own heart, so as one can best connect with the hearts of others. It is founded on language and communication skills that support our ability to understand what is alive for us and the other person, to stay connected to our values and our humanity, and to see the values and humanity of the other person. So intention is the heart of MVC, the intention to connect. This intention reminds me of the intention of the in the order of not questioning the effectiveness of another order member's going for refuge. We relate to them at their best, and in so doing, we relate from our best, in the hope that it will bring out the best in them. If we write them off, we are compromising our own going for refuge. I'm reminded of this intention to see the purity of all beings each day when I finish my sadhana by having Vajrasattva purify me, and I reflect on the innate purity of all beings. Intention is primary, the intention to connect. Language forms and structures are most definitely secondary, but not unimportant. I kind of like the elegance of that phrase, but I guess you might have heard it before. Last year I was in Brazil, and my Portuguese was quite poor, but I found it actually quite beautiful sometimes. Like, I remember catching a bus, and I didn't quite know how the buses worked in Brazil. They've got a turnstile halfway down the bus. People speak so quickly when they don't know. And just how kind of helpful people were, you know, and kind of like they wanted to connect. Or like when I was on time in a cafe, I was wanting to buy some veggie food and a drink. And I, you know, it's all kind of strange looking. And the woman in the cafe, as soon as she kind of saw I was a foreigner, she was just really open, you know, in this small cafe where she doesn't get many foreigners. And she was just chatting away, and I just felt really good to kind of connect. You know, whereas, you know, I can sort of go around in a foreign country sort of feeling protected, you know, kind of not feeling safe. But, you know, the kind of trusting, it's kind of like what comes back to you is so beautiful. I was very concerned when my friend Teja Dhamma came to the UK just before the convention. So he was in Cambridge for 2 days. I think he'd been in England for 2 days. And he's heading off to Vajraloka, so from Cambridge. And I was thinking, that's a journey that I would find intimidating, you know. So, and when he eventually got back, I said, oh, how did the journey go? I said, oh, the journey was so good, you know, and I kind of met so many people who were helpful to him. And it's that kind of open-heartedness. And it was kind of like, so he found some other people, the train was cancelled in Shrewsbury, and he found some other people, and they were waiting for the same train, so they went to the station master who arranged a car for them. It was just kind of like, just his open-heartedness kind of connected with people, and it all just works out. The universe, or the people around, kind of respond to that open-heartedness. I came back to England after Brazil. It was my first day back, and I was going into the Karen office, and I thought, I'll buy them a cake. And I go into a shop, and I kind of asked for this cake, and I sort of said, it's on the window behind the... And it just felt really dull. You know, the woman kind of served me. There was no eye contact. And, you know, she knew. And I just thought, guys, it's no fun. The words didn't connect, you know. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, £5, whatever, blah. And it was just really sad. And I just thought, God, you know, how lovely it is to kind of, when you can just have that connection with human beings. And actually, how language can get in the way sometimes.